Hey, Shelly, do you remember the days of being in corporate talent acquisition?
Oh, absolutely. Every time the phone rang, it was another staffing agency claiming to be innovative and different.
I used to wonder when someone would truly elevate the industry.
Well, hold on to your hat here, because that's exactly what VanHack has done.
Shelly, picture this. A closed community of pre-verified tech talent ready to relocate to Canada with all the paperwork taken care of. Sounds too good to be true?
Well, not anymore. VanHack has made it a reality. They have built the community of skilled software developers eager to make the move, and they handle the entire immigration process.
And that's not all. They're taking it up a notch. Companies with offshore development teams, listen up. VanHack's introducing the Canadian Engineering Office. Move your entire dev team to Canada, and VanHack handles all the nitty-gritty details of immigration and relocation.
So can you imagine, Serge, the applause from your CIO if you were to walk into his office and bring this solution to the table?
Shelly, every time I walk into an office, I get applause. But that's not all. The best part is they've got certified immigration consultants on board who've done this countless times. They understand that every family situation is unique. Revolutionize the way you recruit, relocate, and retain talent, because when it comes to innovation in the talent acquisition world, VanHack is leading the charge.
Get ready to be the hero of your company. Check out vanhack.com today.
Welcome to the Recruitment Flex with Serge and Shelly. I'm Serge.
And I'm Shelly. And we talk all things recruitment starting right now.
Bonjour and welcome to the Recruitment Flex. We're at HR Tech at the Plum Boot. Mm-hmm. And we've got another amazing guest. I'm really excited about this one.
What an opportunity. Alex Forlis, who is the Senior Vice President and Managing Director at Veritone. What a privilege to meet you in person. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. Well, merci beaucoup.
Hey, yeah. There you go. Thank you. How's your French?
I studied French at school. So I was in a French school of Athens in Greece.
Okay.
So Alex, for the audience members that maybe don't know too much about you, would you mind sharing a bit about your journey in HR tech?
Yes. I actually started as a student in university with two of my friends, made a job board back in Greece. It's still the biggest job board run by one of my friends. In 2007, we sold it to CareerBuilder. We joined CareerBuilder, initially managing the Greek team, having to do a very hard kind of turnaround during the Greek crisis. And then I started having international assignments with CareerBuilder around Europe. So I get to then all the nice corners, Spain and Sweden. And eventually I moved my family and myself to UK 7 years ago and got involved with Broadbean 4 years ago.
Okay.
What was your role with Broadbean?
I was president and managing director of Broadbean. And obviously after the acquisition happened, I was tapped in, let's say, by Ryan Steinberg, who is the founder and CEO of Veritone, to manage the combined hiring solutions division. So Broadbean and PandoLogic coming together. It's a very exciting project, as you understand. Similarly sized companies, but very different product sets and kind of presence in the market. So it's a very ambitious, but very interesting project.
So what's that been like for you as the executive vice president, managing director, to have those two organizations now come under one?
Yeah.
How's that going?
So we have to go before the deal happened, right? Originally, we felt that at Broadbean, the future of job distribution is programmatic advertising. So we were discussing about partnering or merging or working with someone. We tried a lot of collaborations and we did an RFP to see which technologies we liked. And I still have the notes of my product manager at the time saying PandoLogic is the most solid technology in the market. We really like it, but it's not present internationally. So Broadbean, 70% of our business is outside North America, right? Eventually, we didn't get there at that point in time. But when Ryan and initially Terry Baker contacted me, the first thing I said to Terry, this is a marriage made in heaven. For us, we feel like that's the future for our platform. So we can combine the best parts of two solutions. We can have something great in the market.
Again, just carrying on that same theme, for our audience that's not familiar with Veritone, can you just describe who is Veritone?
Yeah. Veriton is one of the businesses that's doing work around advertising and media space for many years. Ryan and his brother built this business. At the time that I was being a job board, they were building one of the biggest DSPs and advertising networks, sold it to Google, worked for Google, and then moved into AI space. Obviously, AI was born in that space of huge commercial advertising applications. They have all that experience. And they saw that the recruitment advertising space is a bit left behind. If we're honest, if you compare where the technology is compared to the other advertising spaces, and they felt that they had the know-how, they saw the opportunity and they want to invest. And that's how they started with PandaLogic and eventually came with Broadbean as well.
You mentioned earlier that programmatic is the future of job distribution in so many ways. And it's interesting. We're based in Canada. One of the challenges that programmatic has had in Canada is there's really one major player taking the majority of the job searches. So it hasn't captured the audience as much as it has in the US. And obviously Europe is very similar to Canada, where it doesn't have the same traction that it's had in the US, because programmatic has been in like the advertising space for 20, 25 years. And there's still not a strong adoption. If you look at the big picture of programmatic and recruitment marketing, what's your take? How do we get programmatic to be the number one source of where people go to advertise their jobs?
Yeah. So that's like the base of our investment thesis pretty much, right? I think that obviously in the US now we are getting to the tipping point, in that if you see all the major publishers have accepted that pay for performance is the model to operate. We have very strong solutions in the market. We have adoption. We talk with the clients and they understand what we're doing. It will take time. Like, one of the reasons we wanted to combine it with Broadbean is we want to have the full suite of options at the client's hands. So if you operate in Canada and then right now programmatic is not the solution, you can still do automated job distribution through Broadbean and use the channels that you have available. There's many markets like that in the world, you know, Seek in Australia, InfoJobs in Spain, Stepstone in Germany. There's many clients that are dominated by one player, right? But eventually, I think every market needs to get to a balance point. So eventually, there's going to be some type of fragmentation. There's going to be some type of competition that will come into the market. And I think at that point, TA professionals will realize that the best solution for their problems would be to use programmatic advertising. They don't want to spend their time just posting jobs to different channels, deciding on budgets, reviewing reports. It's just it's a more efficient solution. And it has been proven to every advertising market. I think it's going to happen eventually in recruitment and around the world, but it has to be a step by step. And we want to be the first ones where we introduce our international clients. We're starting for the UK this week, and we'll be expanding in more markets in 2024.
Oh, really interesting. So just looking at Veriton, so now Veriton, PandaLogic, Broadbean, you talked a little bit like where the synergies are, and they're obvious in a lot of ways, but being in the industry and trying to figure out, okay, Veriton's fairly new to this space. I'm just curious, looking at where they were as far as focus on AI, why HR tech? What did Veriton see that we need to be in HR tech?
I think vast amounts of data sets that if you connect them together and you like understand them, produce insights, then you can add value to the entire market and process. So if we think Broadbean and PandaLogic sitting on mountains of data of, just to give you a set of a sense of the numbers, 12 million jobs going through our system last year and 160 million applicants and their CVs going through our system. And that's just the start. You have the knowledge of which jobs perform, for which variables they perform. You have all the information about what's happening with the applicants within the ATS. We now have all the integration and the APIs to exchange data with both job boards and the ATSs on the applicant journey. So you have all that data, but somebody needs to connect the dots and produce insights that will help and drive decisions for hiring managers and TA professionals. And because, as I said, we believe in AI with a human in the loop or on the loop, but I don't think that any TA professional became a TA professional because they want to spend their time reviewing advertising reports or doing analysis on different sources and channels. They're doing, I don't know, data scientist work or digital marketeers work about what's the optimal kind of combination of a job title and location that would work for a given post. So I think these are areas where really technology can help the person that has to make the tough decision at the end of who I'm going to hire.
I agree. Recruiters want to recruit, right? We just had a guest talking exactly about that. Is like over the years, the admin side of it, the recruiters actually only spending maybe 10 to 20% of their time actually recruiting, which we need to change on that end.
Certainly here at the HR Tech Conference, if we had a dollar for every time somebody said AI, we'd all be rich.
Yeah.
Obviously, AI is a big part of Veritone's business. So what's your overall take on the impact that AI is going to have in the HR technology space?
Yeah. First of all, AI has been around in different forms. We're using machine learning in the product, even on the broadband side, for some years now. It's not a new thing, right? And Veritone is a 10-year-old business. It's not a new business. I think the generation AI and the explosion around ChatGPT and that happened in the last 12 months definitely is here to stay. I think we are seeing, because we are in the early stages, the combination of eagerness to adopt and being in fashion. At the same time, we also see a wave of pushback from professionals to say, I don't understand this very well. There's some risk in here. Can you explain everything? Having the experience and obviously learning a lot from my new colleagues, we have to be really transparent of what AI should do and would do and be able to explain what we're doing with it. And I think people and businesses and solutions that will focus on solving problems as we discussed that are repetitive, mundane, not in areas where there's really added value from the human in the loop will succeed. Obviously, with every new technology, we're trying to do all the crazy stuff in the beginning. We want to completely replace the person in the loop and the avatar making the interview. That's not what we believe, and that's not what we're working on. We believe, as I said, we're freeing time from the recruiter, from all these other tasks to really have them focus on what they want to do is engage people and make decisions, right? That's how we see it. We are very transparent. We were on the first companies that, because of the new law in New York, we went through a voluntary audit process to audit our entire use of algorithms and AI in the hiring process. We publish it. It's on our side. We really believe that we have to be transparent. We have to be ethical and we have to keep the person in the loop.
HR tech is noisy in general. A lot of practitioners are, here's the problem that I have, and I'm trying to figure out who's the right vendor, how do I approach them? And because AI is one thing, because pretty much every company here has some sort of AI, or I should say they're marketing some type of AI. Yeah. What's your advice to practitioners that are looking at tools like Broadbead, Veritone? How do they cut through the noise to figure out what are the real solutions? What should we be looking at when we're looking at all these different vendors?
Yeah, I think we have to approach it maybe a very traditional and non-sexy way. Think of an RFP or an RFI for this, right? And start with the basics. What's the problem? What's the solution? How we want to impact the problem through that solution? In order to be very clear about how I'm going to set KPIs to measure the success of whatever I'm trying to do. And then really do our homework when it comes to the vendors. Do they have experience? Are they transparent? Do they follow an ethical charter around AI? Have they been involved in this for 10 years or have they just added a sticker on their HR tech booth 3 days before the event? I think just doing the homework that every HR professional should do when they choose a new technology, a new system, I don't think there's any way to go around it. We have to engage our colleagues on the technology departments that can help us understand a little bit more. That's the reality. We just have to go through the stages. There's going to be definitely an element of fashion and fads and people will throw all the wild kind of use cases. But if we have a solid use case, some very defined problem that we're trying to solve, and we document how we're going to do about it, and we ask the vendor to document how they're going to approach it, then we should get there.
I had several people in the industry. I just asked a question. I'm like, okay, there's big players like Indeed. We talked about Paradox, Eightfold. Who's next? Who's going to be the next big player in the HR tech space? And several mentioned Veritone. And I'm curious, what is the plan for Veritone? What is next? Obviously, combining two companies is a very big challenge. Is there a direction? Can we expect more acquisitions? Any insights you can share? We just want to break another scoop here on the Recruitment Flex.
There's a short-term plan, which is integrating, being one business, one brand, which we want to present to the world like in Q1 2024. Very soon we'll start talking about it. One solution, right? We just launched the first integration. So now if you go on Broadbean and you want to boost a specific job that's not performing very well on job boards, you want to boost it programmatically, you can. If you want to run a campaign with 1,000 jobs and a budget that you have around them, you can through the Broadbean interface. So there's like the obvious next steps, which is making sure that we give this capability to every client within its marketplace. So within Workday, within Smart Recruiters, which is already available today, you'll be able to run your campaigns. You don't have to change environments. You get all the data back in the same place. That's the next, I would say, 12 months. And then beyond, we want to address all jobs and all hiring challenges, right? So we need to expand the platform a little bit more. We're talking about omnichannel, and people mean different things. It's not just the channels and the social media and everything. It's all the top of the funnel of recruitment marketing that we are looking into, and we're interested to see where we move next. And the other part is using the expertise of Veriton, making all the candidate journeys very smooth and simple, using AI in things like improving the contents, right? It's happening already on the Veriton side, on advertising. People make 1,000 different advertising copies of a radio spot or TV spots using technology. Why can't we do the same with a job description? Simple stuff like that, I think we should expect to see from us very soon.
The other use case is our friends at Chat and Cheese Podcast leverage Veritone to change their voice for whatever country they're in, which has been it's actually so good. Yeah. Like when I'm listening to it, I'm like, that is Joel and Chad in French. It sounds like them. But Alex, this was a pleasure. It's really cool to finally meet you. I love what Veritone is doing. I thought it was a really smart acquisition on that end. For anyone that wants to get a hold of you, any questions, what's the best way to get a hold of Alex?
LinkedIn is the easiest way to get in touch with me. I'm responsive. Most cases, if I'm not traveling, if I'm not recovering from a long travel, I'll be responding very quickly.
Perfect. And it's veritone.com or is it .ai?
Yeah, it's veritone.com.
Veritone. Perfect, Alex. So good to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for joining us. Au revoir.
Merci.
Shelly, let's face it, texting candidates is the easiest way to hire quicker today. But your cell phone doesn't connect to your ATS. You're sharing your personal number with strangers. That's pretty scary, right, Shelly? And it's not even legally compliant.
This is where our friends at RecText come in. They've created simple yet powerful text recruiting software that works with your ATS. Plus, it's designed by recruiters for recruiters, so you know it works. To learn more and book a demo, visit www.rectxt.com. Mention the Recruitment Flex and get 10% off annual plans.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.